This is Ham College, episode 118, for November 1st, 2024. Ham College is brought to you by ICOM. This holiday season, elevate the amateur radio experience with ICOM. Greetings and welcome to another episode of Ham College. I'm Professor Thomas.
And I'm Dean Martin.
And we've got questions tonight from the Amateur Extra Technician Exam. What did we talk about last month?
Let me think about it. Let me check my memory. Authorized and prohibited transmissions, communications with other countries, music, exchange of information with other services, indecent language, compensation for operating, retransmission of other amateur signals, encryption, sale of equipment, unidentified transmissions, and one-way transmission. Wow.
That was a busy month. That was a mouthful.
It was.
This month, we're going to talk about control operators, eligibility, designating privileges, duties, locations, required, control point, control types, automatic or remote. More rules and regulations. I'll be glad when we get on into some of the electronics and stuff.
Yeah, me too.
I took the first one last month. So you want to take the first one this month?
Yeah, go ahead and hit me.
Oh, first, anytime we're doing a show live, we've got a chat room going on at the same time. We use a YouTube chat now. So if you're watching live with YouTube, you've got the chat room available to you right there, although you do have to subscribe to the Amateur Logic channel, and that's how we keep the spammers out. Only way we could really do that. So,
Yeah.
But we wouldn't mind if you subscribed, whether you get in the chat room or not.
We're glad to have you. Come on in.
Yeah. First question tonight. Let's see how the evening's going to go.
We're going to set the pace right now.
When may an amateur station transmit without a control operator? A, when using automatic control, such as in the case of a repeater.
B, when the station licensee is away and another licensed amateur is using the station.
C, when the transmitting station is an auxiliary station.
Or D, never. When may an amateur station transmit without a control operator? Ooh, this is kind of a little bit of a tricky one. When not using automatic control, such as in the case of a repeater, B, when the station licensee is away, it's not going to be B, because whoever's sitting there would be the control operator, I think. When the transmitting station is an auxiliary station. Or D, never. I think it's going to be between A and D. Control operator. If you're talking on the repeater, you're using the handy talkie or something, you're still the control operator, right?
Well, I can neither confirm nor deny.
I think this might be a tricky one. I think I'm going to go with D, never.
Okay. Chat room. They're not saying much. We've got a couple of A's in there.
I'm going to go with D, although it could be A. But I don't know. This is one of those we were talking about a while ago. Probably going to get me.
I'm going to agree with you.
So I think you would be the control operator if you were using talking through the repeater.
Well, I'm not going to say, because I think there's other questions coming up, and I don't want to give it away.
So I was right?
But I could be wrong. You were right.
Here, let me have that, because there probably won't be many more.
Yeah, might not be many opportunities.
Who may be the control operator of a station communicating through an amateur satellite or space station? A, only an amateur extra class operator.
B, a general class or higher licensee with a satellite operator certification.
C, only an amateur extra class operator who is also an AMSAT member.
Or D, any amateur allowed to transmit on the satellite uplink frequency?
This is an easy one.
Who may be the control operator of a station communicating through an amateur satellite or space station? All right, control operator of a station communicating through the satellite. So that means if I'm sitting here and I'm transmitting through that satellite, I am the control operator of that station. Only an amateur extra class operator. No, that would take all the fun out of it right there. Plus, usually those communications are done on VHF and UHF.
Uh-huh.
B, a general class or higher licensee with a satellite operator certificate. There's no such thing as a satellite operator certification for amateur radio. So it's not that. C, you don't have to be an AMSAT member. You know, that's a private organization there. So you don't have to be a member of that. D, any amateur allowed to transmit on the satellite uplink frequency. That makes perfect sense. If you've got permission to transmit on the frequency that's going up, that's all that should be required.
Then the sky's your limit. See what I did there?
Yes, exactly. Literally. Everybody's saying D over in the chat room. Yeah.
There you go. You deserved it.
It was a pretty easy one.
That was an easy one because you've done that before. I have.
Had an easy one?
No, talked on the satellite on.
Yeah, and I was.
2 meters or 70 centimeters. I can't remember which one, probably 2 meters.
Yeah, and I was a technician too. So, you know, that's one of the fun things about amateur radio. You get that technician class license, you can start working through satellites. You don't have to.
There's a lot of stuff you can do with just a technician license.
All kinds
I say
of stuff.
Just. I mean, I still do most of my communicating
where you're allowed.
I got where I was a technician.
Yeah. Who must designate the station control operator? A, the station licensee.
B, the FCC.
C, the frequency coordinator.
Or D, any licensed operator. Who must designate the station control operator? A, the station licensee. FCC, no. Frequency coordinator, no. Any licensed operator. No, I'm going with A on this one. The station licensee can tell you who, allow whoever he wants to use the station.
And designate them as a control operator.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to agree with you. Everybody in the chat room is as well. So maybe these are easier than we were thinking tonight.
Yeah, I see some comments about them being a little tricky, but they kind of are a few.
Oh, they hadn't got tricky yet. They're about to, though.
What determines the transmitting frequency privileges of an amateur station? A, the frequency authorized by the frequency coordinator.
B, the frequencies printed on the license grant.
C, the highest class of operator license held by anyone on the premises.
Or D, the class of operator license held by the control operator. What determines the transmitting frequency privileges of an amateur station? Okay. The frequency authorized by the frequency coordinator, no. B, the frequency printed on the license grant. Now, there is no frequency printed on an amateur radio license. So it's not that. C, the highest class of operator license held by anyone on the premises. You would think that might have some merit there. D, the class of operator license held by the control operator. And the control operator is the person who's in charge of the station.
It's the one controlling the station, the one with the mic in his hand.
Yep. Who determines the transmitting frequency privileges? It's going to be the control operator, although C sounds like a good possibility. I'm going to say it's D.
I concur.
Yeah, it looks like they're mostly saying D in there. And it is. If you went to a guy's house and he was a technician and you're an extra, you cannot use extra frequencies on his radio.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah, it does.
No, it doesn't. The amateur station is a class of operator held by the control operator. If you're the one using, got the mic and you're sitting at his radio, you're the control operator. You're not the station licensee.
No, you're not. I don't think. Yeah, unless you are. Unless he says you are the control operator.
Well, if you break, if you're not, then you're going to get arrested. Probably you get broke in.
I don't know. We got a few more questions. This is a little confusing here.
I think you could do that. If I was a technician, but I'd went ahead and bought a HF rig and set everything up, and you came by, you could just as well use the HF frequencies that are there on my station.
Yeah.
It's not the station licensee.
If you designated me as your control operator, otherwise you're the control operator.
I gave you permission to use my radio.
Oh, well, then that's good enough for me, you know.
Well, it's fine. I mean, that's right.
Well, let's see if we can miss one here. It's unfortunate that it's your turn, but let's see what comes up next.
Oh, I think the deck was stacked. That's why you want me to go first.
I don't know what's next.
I think you do.
No,
judging by the evil laugh going on over here.
I really don't. It would be, I mean, it would be good to know, but I don't. What is an amateur station's control point? A, the location of the station's transmitting antenna.
B, the location of the station's transmitting apparatus.
C, the location in which the control operator function is performed.
D, the mailing address of the station licensee. What is amateur station's control point? I can tell you right now it's not D. I know that for sure.
Yeah, because if you had a P.O. box on your license, that wouldn't really work, would it?
Nope. Can you even do that?
Yeah, I think you can.
The location of the station's transmitting antenna. Amateur station's control point. No. Location of the transmitting apparatus. C, the location at which control operator function is performed. That's going to be the one, C. The location at which the control operator function is performed. That's my final answer.
That makes sense.
I don't want to phone a friend or anything. I'm going with it.
All right. You that's pretty confident.
Well, you know, it's kind of like flipping a coin.
Well, that's what everybody's saying over in the chat room. I agree with you. I believe it's C as well.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
The control point would be where you can control the thing.
Uh-huh.
The transmitter, or the control point in the transmitter may not be, the transmitting antenna may not be at the same location. The transmitting apparatus might not be at the same location.
Yeah.
Probably could
very well not be.
I could set up an antenna and a transmitter at a remote location and control it from my laptop or my phone somewhere else.
Yeah, we got a repeater over there.
We do.
When under normal circumstances, may a technician class licensee be the control operator of a station operating in an amateur extra class band segment? A, at no time.
B, when designated as the control operator by an amateur extra class licensee.
C, as part of a multi-operator contest team.
Or D, when using a club station whose trustee holds an amateur extra class license. When under normal circumstances may a technician class licensee be the control operator of a station operating in an amateur extra class band segment? See, now here's where they're getting tricky with the questions and the wording of them.
This one's pretty clear to me.
Oh, all right. What do you think it is?
A?
Yeah. So it wasn't very tricky to you.
I don't know if it's right.
Well,
I think it's A.
A, at no time, technician could never be the control operator of an amateur extra class band segment. Somebody operating on that. Yeah, A is a possibility. B, when designated as a control operator by an amateur extra class license. C is part of a multi-operator contest team. D, when using a club station whose trustee holds an amateur extra class license.
Terry said it's okay when their name's Terry.
Well, that's UK licensing there. That might be different than it is here. I'm going to say what you said. At no time. That's what they're saying. Yeah, that's what they're saying in the chat room. And the tricky part of it is...
Most of them.
...that if I've got an extra class ticket...
And you do.
And I do. And then you're a technician. I can say, you can operate my station, but I'm still the control operator. But you can operate it. You can use it. As long as I'm here, you can talk on my extra class frequencies.
I don't think that's right.
You don't think that's right? All right, think about this.
You're the station licensee. But you're not the control operator. The control operator is the one that set the control point. It's got the mic.
No. I was looking back over the previous questions. Who must designate the station control operator? The station licensee. Yeah. All right. So field day. Yeah. Let's say field day. And I'm an extra. And we use my call sign for field day. All right, and then a buddy shows up who's a technician. I can let him operate on HF. And he can make contacts as long as I'm there. I'm still the control operator. I didn't designate him the control operator, but I'm letting him talk, but I'm still responsible.
We're going to have to clear this up. I don't think that's right.
You don't think that's right? All right, how are we going to clear that up?
We're going to have to Google it.
We're going to have to go to the chat room on this one.
All right, yeah, turn to the chat room. I'm going to have to phone a friend in the chat room.
Control operator determines the privileges. If an AE is still controlling the transmitter, that would be an amateur extra, then a tech can transmit on the bands outside his normal allocation. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Well, I need to look up the definition of control operator then. So that's probably where I'm going wrong. Yeah, maybe you're right.
Yeah. Yeah, it depends upon the call sign used, doesn't it? Well, I don't know why I would word it that way, but essentially, yes. Greg says, as long as you're there in control using your call as a station control operator, I would see... Or your field day scenario would be valid, and that's true. Yeah, and he's just using my call sign. He can't use his. So that would be the difference.
Like third-party traffic kind of.
Yeah. You know what? It seems a little early for it, but that's half the questions tonight.
Wow. What time is it?
It's
about halftime, halfway through the show.
Yeah.
Sure did go by pretty fast, though.
It did. It did. No buzzers yet.
No.
What do you say we take a break while we're ahead? And we'll be right back.
That's a good idea.
This holiday season, elevate the amateur radio experience with ICOM. ICOM's top-tier transceivers and innovative features make the perfect gift for any ham radio enthusiast. Built tough for outdoor use and emergencies, ICOM's handheld radios offer reliable performance, longer battery life, and clear signal quality. Beginners will love the ID50A for hours of fun and enjoyment. Easy D-Star settings, band scope with waterfall display, voice messaging, and share picture function. The ID52A is the first handheld amateur radio with a full-color 2.3-inch waterfall display. The IC705 and IC7300 are the go-to rigs for outdoor hams who love POTA and SOTA activations. Both radios feature a large touchscreen with real-time spectrum scope and waterfall display for intuitive functions and setting operations. The IC705 provides base station features and performance in the palm of your hand. The IC7300 is the industry's first to use RF direct sampling system in an entry-level HF radio. ICOM's amateur base stations provide hams with powerful performance, clear signals, and long-distance communication. With versatile frequency coverage, superior receiver sensitivity, and easy-to-use interfaces, they suit both beginners and experienced operators. With the IC7610, faint signals are no longer challenging for DXers or contesters. The new IC7760 offers a modern connected system with a separate remote control head and RF deck linked via a standard LAN cable. With the ICPW2, take your contesting experience to the next level with ICOM's industry-first linear amplifier, which includes digital pre-distortion and a built-in 2x6 automatic antenna selector for single operator to radio operation. For more information about ICOM's amateur radios, visit icomamerica.com/amateur. Happy holidays, and may your signals be strong all year long.
We got more questions to go.
Do we have more answers?
We've got at least, I think we've got 5 more questions. That means we've got 20 more answers. Only 5 of them are right, though.
Okay. We'll see if we can figure out which ones.
When the control operator is not the station licensee, who is responsible for proper operation of the station? Let me read that again. When the control operator is not the station licensee, who is responsible for the proper operation of the station? A, all licensed amateurs who are present at the operation.
B, only the station licensee.
C, only the control operator.
Or D, the control operator and the station licensee. So we're going to blame everybody. When the control operator is not the station licensee, who is responsible for the proper operation of the station? All licensed amateurs. I don't think it's A. Although we're supposed to be kind of self-policing, but I don't think that really falls in there.
I don't think you can blame everybody, innocent bystanders.
Only the station licensee. I think so. Well, I think it's going to be D. I think it probably is going to fall on both of them. Control operator and the station licensee.
It's C or D.
Yeah. I just got a feeling it's going to be D, but I'm not sure. It's probably going to be C. This may be the first buzzer of the evening.
Yeah, they're a little mixed. We got C's and D's in the chat room. That's a tough one. I'm not going to pick a winner since I don't have to.
Do you know the answer?
No. But it's either C or D.
I want to say it's C, but my gut tells me it's probably D.
Yeah. I think your gut is probably right, but let's see if it is. It is.
That was close.
Okay. So you can designate someone. If I'm the licensee, I can designate somebody else to be the control operator.
Yeah, if you pick a bad one, it's coming back on you.
Yeah.
That's basically what it says.
That's basically it.
Which of the following is an example of automatic control? A, repeater operation.
B, controlling a station over the internet.
C, using a computer or other device to send CW automatically.
Or D, using a computer or other device to identify automatically. Which of the following is an example of automatic control? Automatic control. A repeater operation. That sounds possible. B, controlling the station over the internet. That wouldn't be necessarily automatic.
That would be kind of a more remote control, wouldn't it?
Yeah. C, using a computer or other device to send CW automatically. I don't think that's it. D, using a computer or other device to identify automatically. No, I don't think that's... Yeah, I think it's either A or B. I'm leaning toward A, and I'm probably wrong. Something tells me I'm wrong. Chat room.
I think that's probably right. That's one that seems to make sense to me.
Chat room is saying A and D. A in the majority.
It's going to be A because that thing's sitting out there. There's nobody around. Most of the time, there's no way to get to it. It just automatically sits there and does its thing. ID's automatic.
It is. Okay. So far, so good. Which of the following are required for remote control operation? A, the control operator must be at the control point.
B, a control operator is required at all times.
C, the control operator must indirectly manipulate the controls.
Or D, all these choices are correct. Okay, which of the following are required for remote control operation? A, the control operator must be at the control point. That's true. Control operator is required at all times. Control operator must indirectly manipulate the controls. Remote control. Indirectly manipulate the control. I think it's going to be D, although I'm not quite sure about B, but I think A and C are true, so I'm going to assume B is too. So I'm going to go with D for my answer.
Well, according to the chat room, it's either B, C,
or D.
Or C or D. Yep.
So it's one of the three.
Yep. Which did you say?
D.
D.
All these choices are correct. I think it's A, and I think A and C are true, so I'm assuming B is probably true also.
Yeah, I'm sure B is true.
Okay, well then D is the right answer.
It's yeah, we know A is true, so yeah, it's I'm gonna agree with you. It's D. Okay.
Okay, which of the following is an example of remote control as defined in Part 97? A, repeater operation.
B, operating the station over the internet.
C, controlling a model aircraft, boat, or car by amateur radio.
Or D, all of these choices are correct. Which of the following is an example of remote control as defined in Part 97? A, repeater operation. I don't think so. B, operating the station over the internet. That could be remote control. C, controlling a model aircraft, boat, or car by amateur radio. You would almost think so, but I don't think it is.
Well, you're remote controlling something, but the transmitter's in your hand. That thing's just a receiver.
Yes, you're right. So it can't be D, all of these choices are correct. I'm going to say it's B, operating the station over the internet. Now, I'm going to say this. that's not the only type of remote control there is.
No, but it's an
but it's the only one.
It's just as an example.
In questions, yeah.
But yeah, there are many other ways to do it.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm going to say B. Chat room, a little mixed on it. Was the internet around when Part 97 was written? That comes from Mike. He's a Canadian.
Oh.
So, not the first Part 97, but some of the
but
amendments.
But the general
and such.
Rules about remote control, I'm sure, have been in there before the internet.
Operating the station over the internet. Okay.
Wow. I thought for sure we would get a buzzer by now.
I did too. Let's see if we can improve our odds with this next one. Who does the FCC presume to be the control operator of an amateur station unless documentation to the contrary is in the station record? A, the station custodian.
B, the third-party participant.
C, the person operating the station equipment.
Or D, the station licensee. Ooh, why did I get this one?
Because you wanted to miss one.
I didn't want to.
Oh, I'm sorry.
So this one should have been rightfully been yours. Who does the FCC presume to be the control operator of an amateur station unless the documentation contrary in the station records? Station custodian. Third-party participant, person operating the station equipment, station licensee. I'm going to go with D, the station licensee. And my reasoning is just because.
I think that's a good reason. Everybody is saying that in the chat room. I'm going to agree with you as well.
At first I wanted to say C, but it's got to be D.
Yeah. Yeah, unless you designated someone else as a control operator.
But I didn't realize you have to document it if you do.
That's a good point. In the station records.
Guess you write in your logbook.
Write it in your logbook or in your records.
Which is my logbook.
What if you kept your records up here? Well, that's not a good place to keep them. Yeah, outside of it. Yeah, they can get lost in there. The station licensee.
Like we said at the beginning, this is not the fun stuff on this one, on these. Although I actually had a pretty good time. I always do, even if they're tough.
I was looking for us to miss one at any point here.
Well, the night's still young.
No, that was all the questions.
Well, the night's over?
Yeah.
I'm kind of disappointed.
Well, we can stretch it a little bit. I mean, we need to a few minutes anyway.
You got some more questions?
I got a whole book full. I tell you what, just as an exercise.
I'm allergic to that.
Just so we can have something a little different topic tonight. This might not be bad for just randomness. I've got the ARRL ham radio license manual right here. This is the 5th edition, spiral-bound edition for the amateur technician exam. We're at the front of the book right now. I'm just going to jump over in the middle here somewhere.
No, don't do that.
Well, there are no questions in the middle, so I'm going to have to jump somewhere else. All right, here's a good place here. Maybe not. That's not questions either. There's a lot more in this book than just questions alone. What is the unit of capacitance? A, a farad, B, the ohm, C, the volt, or D, the Henry?
A.
You want another one?
One more.
All right. Electrical power is measured in which of the following units? A, volt, B, watts, C, watt hours, or D, amperes?
A, volts.
Did you hear that? It's a B watts.
Oh, power.
Power, yeah. Okay, so you did redeem us.
And you're welcome. You're welcome.
Here, pick out. To be fair, you asked me one.
All right.
Don't think too hard about it now.
How are the transceiver audio input and output connected to a station configured to operate using FT8?
Okay.
A, to computer running a terminal program and connected to a terminal node controller unit. B, to the audio input and output of a computer running WSJTX software. C, to an FT8 conversion unit, a keyboard, and a computer monitor. Or D, to a computer connected to the FT8converter.com website.
What was the question again?
How are the transceiver audio input and output connected to a station configured to operate using FT8?
I'm going to say it was B. B was...
Yeah, that's B.
Yeah. To a computer.
Running at WSJTX.
Yep. Okay.
All right. Well, that was fun.
You had enough. Sir, may I have another?
Moving on.
Okay. Maybe I ought to pick up that extra book and we'll have some easy ones. I guess that's going to do it tonight. We appreciate everyone being there. Tell your friends who you think would like to be hams about Ham College and the technician exam we're studying for here. We'd like to make a few more hams. Any final thoughts before we get out of here, Dean? You going to croon one out for us?
No, I'm going to spare you on that.
Okay.
Have a good Thanksgiving if we don't talk to you till after that.
Yeah, and we'll be back with the next Amateur Logic. That'll be, Friday, November the 15th?
Is it the 15th? Really?
Yep, it
is. I guess that's when it will be then.
All right, so that's just a couple of weeks away.
Yep, so we'll see you guys then.
7-3.
7-3, good night.